Hello and welcome to the Van Foodster Podcast. I am your host, Richard Wallach, covering the food scene in and around the Vancouver area, across Canada and beyond. This is episode 46 of the Van Foodster Podcast. This week I'll feature the Invocanza Pacifico food truck in North Vancouver. I'll be talking about the Vancouver Banh Mi Challenge, as well as the annual Vancouver Chicken Wings Challenge and our next Sangria Challenge. I will feature the Super Thai food truck and TGIF food trucks in South Granville. I will then talk about Ophelia Mexican Restaurant in Olympic Village. Next, I will do a feature on some dishes I tried at Food by Fanta in Langley. I will talk about my latest visit to Squamish, along with a visit to Fox and Oak, Flipside Burgers, and the Squamish Farmers Market. And lastly, I will feature the Rosie's Barbecue and Smokehouse. It's a new food truck about to launch next weekend. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Van Foodster, as well as to visit VancouverFoodster.com for everything food in Vancouver and beyond. Let's get on with this week's episode. A new food truck. No, it's not actually a new food truck. It's a food truck in North Vancouver. I believe they started back in the fall. I think it was around October or so. And I have been wanting to visit for ages. So finally got over to North Vancouver. And it's a little hard to find. But once you find it, you're going to be in love with this hidden gem. And you're going to want to come back. So it is between Woods Spirits and Sons of Vancouver Distillery. So basically they are on different streets, and in the back alley you'll find the food truck, and they're sort of like sitting on the loading zone of Woods Spirits, but they're in between these two guys, so you can enjoy your delicious Italian eats on either patio. And if you know, and if you want to have, maybe you want to have half of it on, maybe you want to have your starter on the Sons of Vancouver, and then you have your rest of your meal on Wood Spirits, and then have a cocktail and eat. You can do that. So this is kind of a fun little excursion for you. If you live in the North Shore, you'll probably know what I'm talking about. If you don't live in the North Shore and you haven't been yet, you now have a new spot to go. So Invocanza basically means on vacation. And this whole idea came when Erin McKenzie and her boyfriend, who is James, and he owns Sons of Vancouver Distillery, were traveling Italy right before the pandemic began. I think the pandemic began while they were in Italy. And as they were traveling around, and as they're eating a lot of pasta, they got this idea, you know, it'd be great to open a food truck in Vancouver. And what better place to put it is right next to Sons of Vancouver Distillery, as well as Wood Spirit. So, and she did that. And, you know, she did that while she was working a full-time job at a law firm. And she still has that full-time job at the law firm. But she is running her food truck and is now open. I think it's almost every day. Maybe there's one day they're closed. But they're rocking now lunch and dinner. And it is very, very good. I was very impressed. So let me tell you a little bit what I had to eat. So the prosciutto was an 18-month prosciutto to Parma with a burrata, which is made locally. That was delicious. Great to share. Good, it's a good one to share. The wild salad. Now, they have different salads and different pastas. Some are a different feature. Now, right now, the black locust flowers are in season. This is the second time this has come up within a week for me. I had never heard of black locust before. And then the acorn, I had it in a dessert. And then here they have this salad. So it's called the wild salad. That's black locust flowers, wild watercress, local spinach, limoncello. Now, the limoncello comes from Wood Spirit. They make that, and they put that into the dressing here. So it has incredible flavor in this salad. I also tried the caprese insalata. That's basically your tomatoes and your, I believe it's their fiordalatte they're using there. It was also really good. And then some of the pasta. So all the pasta is made from scratch in-house. Now, this is very hard to find. You know, there are restaurants around Vancouver, of course, that make their own pasta. I've never seen a food truck locally making their own pasta. So this is unique. And the pasta is really good. So I tried a few. I'm at Tritiana. That's a popular one for them. It's a tomato-based, a bit of a spice kick too. That was really good. But my favorite of these, all the pastas, were two. The Pesto Liguria. Wow, this was amazing. So this pesto sauce, super good. It's got some green beans in it, some potatoes. It was yummy. I will go back for that anytime anyone says, hey, you want to go to the North Shore? I'm going to have it. It's really good. I also had the cacio e pepe. That was good. But my other favorite was their special pasta of the week. So apparently they do specials all the time. This one was a limoncello cream with blistered shishitos. First of all, the blistered shishitos were really good. This limoncello cream is made with this limoncello from Wood Spirit. And it was done in this like fettuccine. I mean, the whole thing was yum. Really, really good. I would say I hope it ends up on the menu, but knowing her, she's going to change it all the time anyway. But if you see this on the menu, go try it. And I think actually if you see anything on the menu, go try it because it was really good. You know, you put it up on par with any Italian restaurant in this city. First of all, we have amazing Italian restaurants. That's a different story. But you put this food truck against them and bang, you got a winner here. So if you want to have a great dinner outside, especially this is the summer to do it, weather is fairly, well, it wasn't so great today, but it was beautiful when I was there, and you've got a beautiful summer ahead of you, and you want to eat outside. That's what you want to do this summer, and this is the place to go. So, and you get to enjoy a cocktail or two, or just have a go for a tasting at one of these different distilleries. And then I also had some cannoli. Now, the cannoli is the only thing that's not made in-house. Everything else is made in-house. This is made for them. It was very good. Apparently they go through a lot of it, and the lady that's making them from is Italian, and it's filled with it's a shell that's filled with chocolate, studded ricotta, icing sugar, toasted nuts. It was very good. So check out Invacanza Pacifico. It's a food truck. You'll find them on Instagram, and just see what's going on and head on over there. My Vancouver Banh Mi Challenge has just started. It's the first time we're doing a Banh Mi Challenge, and it's basically featuring a bunch of Vietnamese restaurants around the city. We've got a selection of them. First of all, Cold Tea Restaurant on Granville downtown is doing a Wake and Bake sub. So this is basically a two different cultures combined here. So you've got in a French baguette, so you've got the pâté, sort of the... You got two fried free-range eggs on top. I mean, the whole thing looks elaborate. You know, as I'm not an egg lover, I just look at it. But I think it's going to fly because people who love eggs on their anything are going to love this. So you definitely want to check them out. Colty Restaurant, it's open daily now. They have a patio set up out back, and you can also eat inside. And you can also get it for takeout. You can place orders online for DoorDash, Uber Eats, and From Two and Fantuan Daily. So they've really got it covered. So you definitely want to get that, try that one out. Oh, Banh Mi, I tried this one the other day. It's a vegetarian vegan. So basically, it's the vegetarian, but if you don't like mayo like me, you can say no mayo and then it becomes vegan. So it's basically, you know, it's an easy way around it. It's a tofu-based Banh Mi. It was very tasty. I really enjoyed that. Same idea here. You can get this all the time. They have four different locations around the city now. Including Vancouver on Kingsway, Burnaby, Surrey, and Langley. And you can order online for pickup, or you can order through one of the different delivery apps, I guess that's the way of putting it. So you can do that. And then Di Di Mao Chinatown has got a pork belly Banh Mi. This has also got an egg involved here, so you've got the pork belly and an egg. They are open all the time. So lunch, dinner, daily, Di Di Mao Chinatown, 145 East Pender Street in Chinatown. And then their other restaurant, Di Di Mao Yale Town, is doing a Hanoi meatball Banh Mi, and that's available all the time as well from their Di Di Mao Yale Town location, 1239 Pacific Boulevard. So definitely want to check these out. Banh Mi's, they're all over the city. Great spot for lunch for these things. And you can get that until July 4th. And then please vote for them for People's Choice for your favorites. We love your support for all of these different restaurants. My 7th annual Vancouver Chicken Wings Challenge is on right now, also till July 4th. A selection of very different kinds of restaurants than the Banh Mi. It's Win-Win Chicken out in Steveston, as well as in Vancouver, right near Marine Drive. They have their dish is called the Spicy Wings. You can also make it a meal, add $3.50, and you get some small fries and a can of pop along with that. But basically, it's 8 to 10 mixed pieces of wings and drumettes, hand-breaded, and their house spices, and then served in their garlic parmesan sauce mix. So definitely want to check that one out, Win Win Chicken. And then the Peri Peri Shack is doing a grilled Peri Peri wings. So with them, you can either pick it up or head on in there, pick it up, or you can get it from any of the delivery services. All the different delivery services are working with them, and you can get it. You can order. And you have a choice here of several different kind of like levels of heat is the way of putting it. They've got mild, they've got citrus herb, mango, hot, very hot, and a Peri Nero, which is their like hottest flavor. So who loves hot wings? Really hot wings? That's your one. That's the one you want, the hot ones. So Peri Peri Shack is at 724 Kingsway in Vancouver. Definitely check them out, and check them out for all the different other dishes they have on offer there. And you can order, as I just mentioned, you can order from DoorDash and the other delivery apps as well. And then High Five Chicken, 24-hour, doing something called the Flying Heaven, created by Suku Tamang, and it is deep-fried breaded chicken wings coated with a spicy flour and served with their in-house mango sweet chili house. This is only available at their location at 4361 Kingsway for right now in this challenge, and that's out in Burnaby. That's also, it's 24 hours, and you can also get that one for, This one, although they do delivery services, this one's not available for delivery. It's available for takeout only. So I just want to either call them up and place an order over the phone, or just go on in and order and take that one out. Food by Fanta. I did try this one the other day. It's called Ballerina Wings out in Langley. This was beautiful. This was totally different than you'd imagine. But imagine a couple ballerinas dancing, and you've got these wings, and they're shaped like that. And it's on a bed of a kind of like a salad. I want to say it's like a salad, but it's like a fruit salad underneath with edible flowers and a bit of a nest going on. And then these wings are standing on the nest. I don't know. It was incredible, beautiful. Chef Satapin and Chef Ananek had created this. And it's got a flavors of tamarind and palm sugar, roasted sticky rice, and fish sauce. So it's basically got a Thai theme going on here. And it's incredible. You want to check this out. Lunch and dinner, daily. I believe it's daily. You want to check this out. Their exact hours online, foodbyfanta.com. And check them out on Instagram, foodbyfanta. They're also available for takeout and delivery daily. By DoorDash, Skip the Dishes, and Uber Eats. So if you are in the Langley area, you can definitely order from one of these apps. But I actually really think you should go in and have this there, because it's a beautiful picture. It's going to be, you're going to want to put on your Instagram, and you're going to want your friends to go, ooh, ah, it's incredible. But I think if it's for delivery, it's not going to look as good. So just like saying, it'll taste great, but it won't look as good as it would if you actually go into the restaurant. So definitely check them out. And then J&G Fried Chicken, it's called the Specialty Hot Wings. Apparently they're not really that hot, so just so you know that. It's just that's what it's called. And basically the type of seasoning they're using. They now have three locations in the Vancouver area. They've just opened a new one. So you can check it out at J&G Fried Chicken, Robson Street, 1706 Robson Street. So you can head on in there. You can go to their Crystal Mall location in Burnaby. And their newest location is just open in Aberdeen Centre in the food court. So if you go to the food court, you'll see them in Aberdeen Centre, and you can check them out there. So definitely one to check out again, J&G Fried Chicken. And that wraps up the Chicken Wings Challenge this year. So it runs until July 4th, and make sure you vote for your favorites for People's Choice with that one as well. And then my next Vancouver Sangria Challenge is on right now. So as you can imagine, we've got three challenges going on at the same time right now. And partly of the reason for this is because the pandemic is, I want to say it's on its last leg, it's ending. I mean, I don't know if it's out of our lives forever yet, but obviously things are improving around the city. Restaurants are open, people can dine inside. Government's restrictions are changing this week, and people can travel across BC, so it's wonderful. And this gives a chance to all sorts of different kinds of restaurants to get things back to normal and, you know, allow you guys to support them as they get things back to normal and get business going again. So Vancouver Sangria Challenge offers a a selection of different kinds of restaurants. We also have Cold Tea Restaurant in this one, doing a bottled rose sangria. So when you're over there for the sub, for banh mi, you can also try their sangria. And they've got some different specials on here. You can get it regular service, or you can get it cheaper during happy hour, which runs 3 to 6 daily. It's created by Joe Chang. He's very creative. And it's a nice, light, refreshing rosé sangria. So check that out. And they've got a patio at the back, so you can head out there when the weather's good. Robo da Mare has a sangria de formatera. And this is available by $9 glass or $25 pitcher. They have a beautiful patio in the West End location. So it's like this hidden patio, and it's amazing. So you may want to head out there or go to Yale Town, and you can enjoy it inside or outside on their patio there, Yale Town. And then their smallest location is Gastown, that has just opened recently. I don't even know if they have a patio. If they do have a patio, it would be very small. But it's a small, beautiful location too. So three locations, Yale Town, Gastown, West End for Robo da Mare. Open daily. It's made with brandy, triple sec, and limonada. It's available all the time. Also, Reflections, the Garden Terrace. This is at the Rosewood Hotel on Georgia. They've just reopened after being closed for a long time because of COVID. So just reopened. It's just one of my favorite patios in the city as far as a hotel goes. It's gorgeous. It's hidden. It's elegant, and it's fashionista. Like, if you want to show off to your friends, you want to go there and dress up. Enjoy it. It's beautiful. So, bar team there, it's a white sangria, and it's created by the bar team with white wine, curacao, pineapple, fruit medley, and bubbles. It sounds incredible. They're on the fourth floor of the Rosewood Hotel, Georgia, downtown at 801 West Georgia Street. And then Food by Fanta again. So, Food by Fanta is in the Wings Challenge and in the Sangria Challenge at the same time. So I suggest that if you're heading on over there for the wings, that you try this Sangria as well. Make sure somebody else is driving you when you do this, because it's a rainbow flight, and it's basically three different Sangrias together. So you can check out their Instagram now for the photo. You can check it out on the challenge page. It looks incredible. So they've basically got three glasses as part of this flight of sangria, and the colors are just like a little bit different. You got like a red, pink, orange, you got a yellowish green, a blue, purple. So just really, really interesting how this has been thought out. Chef Perenia is behind this creation. She always does wonderful work. You definitely want to check it out. It's beautiful. And if you love sangria, you're going to love this. I'm sure of it. So definitely this is one you're going to eat. You're going to drink inside and you're not taking it to go. You're not getting it delivered. So this is a drink inside, lunch and dinner. I believe it's daily at Food by Fanta in Langley. And that wraps up the Sangria Challenge. We've got this until July 4th, and you can vote for your favorite, People's Choice favorites until July 4th. So I went back to the TGIF food trucks pod this week in South Granville. I went last weekend, and I went back this weekend to try a little bit more because, you know, one thing that's cool about this is, first of all, it's very easy to find a parking spot. Secondly, they have some food trucks there that I had not tried before, so I thought, what better spot to try them but there. So I finally tried the Super Thai food truck. I actually don't believe I've ever actually tried them. I might have tried it when they started up with like 3 or 4 years ago, but I haven't been there since anyway. So they now have two food trucks around the city. That's what they told me. I tried the stir-fried chicken satay with peanut sauce and rice. It was very good. And the chicken pad thai. You can't go wrong with pad thai. So definitely enjoyed those. And I also had a Thai iced tea while I was there. And you could just check them out. They're rotating. They're all over the city. Like they're at these pods. They're at farmers markets. They're on streets. Just look for Super Thai food truck. And then I finally got to Ophelia. I've been wanting to go here since they opened, but the timing never worked out. You know, they opened up during kind of right before COVID started or right around COVID. I don't remember exactly, but it made it impossible to get in. So I had a mutual birthday dinner there with a friend, just kind of casual, just us two, and sat on the patio. And she's enjoyed some food. Just wanted to give it a try because we both have been wanting to go forever. And they do a great job. We were both very impressed. So what we kind of did is, and this is kind of not cheating, but this is like the way of doing things if you have to go early. So we actually had to dine early that day. So we went in for happy hour first. and we had a carnitas taco each. So it's cheaper if you go at happy hour than it is at dinner time. But it also gives you a chance to sort of warm up, right? You warm up to your palate, to what you're about to eat. So my friend had some wine, I had some water, but carnitas taco is what we had there. And then we moved into dinner, and it came with a house-made taco chips. They're done very differently than you'd see taco chips done in the past, with a salsa trio. I love the tomato one, but they were all really good, and it's all made in-house. And then we had this tuna tostada, and the cool thing here is it's like an appetizer on their dinner menu, but you get two tostadas, so we just shared it. Made more sense, and it was very good, like very fresh tuna. It looked amazing too. And then we both shared the enchiladas gratinadas. So this is interesting. Enchiladas done totally different, not like what you'd expect. It was kind of done like a layered lasagna. It's kind of a way of putting it. So layered corn tortilla, like a lasagna, with braised chicken covered in this poblano sauce, which is incredible. This whole dish was very good. So my friend was full. I decided, like, okay, I think I'm full. We're not going to do dessert tonight. So we skipped dessert. But I actually would love to return to this place. This is a place that I would love to go back, and I'd love to try every single thing on that menu because it all looked really good. And, of course, their desserts. So kudos to them. Great job, and I can't wait to return. I have actually talked to another Mexican restaurant in the city about this a couple days ago. They're actually outside of the city, and they said that their favorite Mexican in the city is Ophelia. So there you go, right? Something a bit different. The owner's from Mexico, and they've done a great job. So check that out. They're in the Olympic Village on 2nd Avenue. And I was at Food by Fanta the other day trying their wings. So at the same time, I trust had a few other different dishes. So the fish and chips is one of my longtime favorites. They won that in my fish chip challenge. I believe it was in 2014 as part of Banchoc D. And so they basically took that fish and chip dish. They've changed it slightly. It's a little bit different than how it was done before. And now it's a little Food by Fanta. So you can get a lot of these hits that they've won over the years at Banchoc D is now available at Food by Fanta, which is cool. So this was really tasty. It was done at cod, and it was done with a taro and sweet potato fries. It was really good. Also had the house salad, and I added a lemongrass chicken to that. It was great. Their flour dumplings, I love. It's always really good. And I did that one for takeout, and it was really good for takeout as well. And then the halibut ratatouille, I had never had that. That was really good as well. So lots going on there. They always do a great job. Food by Fanta, downtown Langley. I headed off to Squamish yesterday. I love Squamish. I think I'm falling in love with it. There are so many unique places up there now. I mean, just like people are so creative. What happened in Vancouver? Vancouver is creative, but you know, we have a very busy city. People are picky eaters. It's like becoming kind of like, you know, big American cities now. I wouldn't say American cities, but you know what it's like. It's like I find that if you head outside of the city, if you go to Squamish, which is like 45 minutes away, it's just a different way of thinking. And people, I don't know what it is. They're just really creative. So the donuts, first of all, Fox and Oak donuts, which I love. I went to try the strawberry and rhubarb pie donut, which is in my current donut challenge, and it was incredible. So, I mean, I had a feeling it would be, because I looked at it and I was thinking, wow, these guys are really creative. They create their own strawberry rhubarb jam made in house, and then their donut is just like so fresh and so fluffy, and they've got this glaze on it. I mean, the whole thing, and then you've got this pie lattice on top. Talk about creativity. It was really good. Also had a cortado when I was there, made with moving coffee, because they rotate their coffee roasters there. That was also very good. And then headed over to the Squamish Farmers Market. Now, I actually hadn't been to the Squamish Market before. I've been to Pemberton, I've been to Whistler, but I've never been to Squamish. So Squamish, same idea. I had a great couple chats with some people over there about how creative it is and how different when you shop that market is versus in shopping a Vancouver market. People have different habits. And you just find a lot of really creative vendors. They said, like, the sales, they, you know, they're Vancouver-based companies. Their sales are really, really good in Squamish. So something interesting to look at. Check out, if you're in the Squamish Farmers Market, like every Saturday right now, all summer long, Wood Spirits, I had a great chat with them. And that's the one I was just talking about with the Invacanza food truck that's parked right next to, right behind Wood Spirits. So you can get all their different Amaros there. and Alder Difter Limoncello. They've got all these different spirits there. And so there, I believe they're every Saturday. They're out at the Squamish Market. Christy's Good Bread. I was so happy to find this. I haven't had her bread in a long time. She used to be exhibiting at the Whistler Farmers Market. And every so often when I go to Whistler Farmers Market, I'd see her. I'd buy her monkey bread or her different cinnamon bread, different things like that. And it's been a few years. And so she was there, Squamish. So she told me she's no longer doing the Whistler Market because it doesn't work out with her baking day. So she does only doing Squamish now. She's taking like 1 week off a month, but otherwise she's there. And I picked up a golden challah that was really good. It's a very different kind of challah than I normally have, but it was really, really tasty. She's done a great job, but she does a great job with everything. She's on Instagram, which is exciting because she hasn't been on Instagram before. So it's Christy's Good Bread. Look for them on Instagram. Head on over there when you have a chance and get some of those baked goodies to go. While I was also in Squamish, a chef friend of mine who was just the executive chef of Backcountry Brewing, who was there for a bunch of years, he's just left and moved on and back home to the U.S. And he won my Vancouver Pizza Challenge this year. So he was telling me the last time I talked to him that I had to go to Flipside Burgers. And I was actually trying to get up there a month ago. It didn't work out. And he's just like, Richard, next time you go to Squamish, it's a must. You just have to go to Flipside Burgers. So I went to Flipside Burgers, and I'm so happy I did. So it's owned by James, and he's a chef. And he used to work for Backcountry Brewing as well. So there's lots of this connections going on in Squamish and how people, her friends, they work in all these different places together. And then they go on their own and they create a delicious experience on whatever they're doing on their own. So Flipside Burgers is located at the cidery. Now, I think it's the only cidery in Squamish anyway. And it also looked really good. And it's so close. You just park your car and you walk two blocks. So like we parked right near Fox and Oak and just walked a couple blocks over here. So, and then they've got a covered tent. So it doesn't matter if it's raining or not, but covered tent, you're covered anyway. So I had a chief chicken burger. It was really, really good. Like it had grilled pineapple on it. And I love pineapple on everything. So grilled pineapple, and it had bacon, it had chicken. I mean, the whole, and Swiss cheese. It was really, really good. Larry had the Swiss Gouda mushroom melt. It was actually a special today. Yesterday, but that's a beef burger. They're known for their beef burgers, and he said it was very good. We also shared some avocado bites, so kind of like they're fried, but I guess you'd have like fries, but it's not. It's avocado, but it was also really good. It came with this ranch kind of dressing. I don't know. Whole experience was phenomenal there. Can't wait to go back to this spot. They're open for lunch and dinner daily, I believe. I think there's one day they're closed. You'll have to check that out when you check out their Instagram. But Flipside Burgers, good job, guys. And then I headed back to Vancouver and went to a media preview of Rosie's Barbecue and Smokehouse. It's a new food truck. It's opening next weekend, launching next weekend, Father's Day weekend. It's named after Rosie's Bar on MASH. So the hit TV show, I believe, of the 70s, if people ever watched MASH, you'll know this, Rosie's Bar. If you haven't watched MASH, then maybe you should just look for one of their episodes, MASH. Anyway, the whole idea was born during the pandemic after the family enjoying barbecue in their backyard shed decided, hey, why don't we do a barbecue food truck? Chef Carl Gregg, he's experienced. He has owned restaurants around the city. He has consulted for other restaurants. He knows his stuff inside and out, and he is behind the smoking of this meat and Rosie's Barbecue and Smokehouse. So they're going to be kind of rotating. You'll find them at different breweries. You'll find them at the South Granville TGIF food truck pod coming up in July at some point. They're going to be rotating like every weekend somewhere else around the city. So this food is going to go great with beer. So, just look for them and head on out there. Just give you an idea of what I tried. So barbecue baby back ribs were my favorite meat of the whole tasting. It was so, so good. So definitely good. The smoked beef brisket, sausage links, smoked chicken. Apparently they make a barbecue sauce. So I would want that barbecue sauce on that smoked chicken next time around because the smoked chicken was good, but it needed some sort of sauce. And I think the barbecue sauce would be a perfect marriage for that one. and Kool-Aid pickles. I have never had this before. Cherry Kool-Aid pickles. I thought, what the heck? Cherry Kool-Aid? I don't know. Obviously, it must be a thing in Texas because this is Texas-style barbecue, and it was so good. So really good. I mean, you definitely want to have pickles when you have this kind of food. But the Kool-Aid, you know, it's like pickles marinated in cherry Kool-Aid. You'd never even know. It was really good. So tasty. And then the West Coast coleslaw with corn nuts, also really good. I don't know. This stumbled me a bit. Rosie's white bread and sweet onions. I don't get the deal with the Rosie's white bread and the sweet. The white bread and sweet onions, I just don't understand. I don't understand why you put sweet onions on white bread and pickles and eat it together. I don't know. But obviously, it's a thing. And Chef says it's a thing. And that's what you got to have. So you got to have it. There you go. And then the pit beans, they were tasty. But my favorite thing on the entire menu was this cornbread. So this cornbread was so good. It is so hard to find good cornbread in Vancouver. I don't know why. Like, we should have, we've got amazing bakers. Why don't we have great cornbread? I've had a few cornbread around the city, gluten-free. They were horrible. So this was so good. Moist, just delicious. And I've talked to a few of my media friends that tried this yesterday, and they're like, they love it as well. So you love cornbread, you know where to go now. Rosie's Barbecue and Smokehouse. I also had a moon pie for dessert, so this was fun. It's kind of like a wagon wheel kind of idea, but it's like marshmallow, graham crackers, and then it's round, and it's covered in chocolate. How can you go wrong? Incredible. Thank you for listening to this week's show. Tune into the next episode next week to hear more interviews with chef and cookbook authors, as well as other features. Please tell your friends about this podcast and have them subscribe to the Van Foodster Podcast and Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, and Amazon Music to hear my weekly show covering the food scene in and outside of Vancouver.